Your body has to spend energy to make energy. And if you can make that energy production more efficient and spend less of your energy making your energy, then you have more of that energy available to do the work that you want to do. Really, a good way to look at it in the mitochondria itself is if you had a water wheel that was turning, and you had to keep filling a bucket up with water that would turn that water wheel and produce your energy. Well, if that bucket leaked, you would have to work harder to keep that water in there. Really, what this product can do is help seal some of those leaks, and so you don't have to work as hard to produce your energy.
That was Mark Pinder from Beat It Canada, and this is his story on the Pacing Racing Podcast. All right, what's happening, everyone? Welcome back and welcome to the first time listeners. My name is Steven Langenhausen. I am the host of the Pace Racing Podcast. Now, joining us today to talk about performance and health benefits associated around beetroot juice is Mark Pinder. Now, many of you may have heard the rumblings of how beetroot juice is beneficial for making you run longer or faster without tiring. But how does this work? So, beetroot juice is a dietary source of nitrates, which are broken down in the mouth and stomach to become nitric oxide. Now, this nitric oxide expands blood vessels and it increases blood flow. But what's really impressive about beetroot is that it lowers the amount of oxygen you need to run. This essentially means you could use it to improve your sprint PB or improve your next Ironman. So time to introduce Mark. Now, Mark's been well involved in the beetroot juice research with a master's in food and human nutritional science and has ran many clinical trials on nitrate supplementation dating back to as early as 2013. Now, Mark has recently taken the opportunity to grow the Beat It brand in Canada and is on here today to teach us how we can incorporate a health product like this into our training. Now, in today's chat, we'll go into an overview of nitrate supplementation. And yes, we go into some physiology for all the keeners out there. And we also talk about the Beat It Sport company and its heavy involvement in the nitrate research. And we explain what sets Beat It apart from other products on the market and how we can incorporate this all-natural nitrate supplement into our training programs. So Mark was super, super generous to offer up a 10% discount code to the listeners for a limited time. So if you're keen on picking up some shots after this episode, then you can do so by simply using code PACINGANDRACING on their website at www.beatitcanada.ca. So anyway, guys, I think I've left you with a ton of questions already around the amazing beetroot juice. So let's hear from Mark himself. Let's get into it. The sponsor of today's podcast is brought to you by Quintana Roo Triathlon Bikes. I'm absolutely ecstatic and humbled to be working alongside Quintana Roo as they have the best lineup of triathlon bikes and products out there on the market. And to be riding a Quintana Roo bike is honestly a dream come true. Now, Quintana Roo actually started making triathlon bikes all the way back in 1989 and have since created the nicest looking designs and the most top performing features I've seen. And after a ton of research, I went with the PR5, seeing as I'll be doing my first full distance triathlon at Challenge Roth this summer. So I want to make sure I was equipped with the best bike and the best gear. And I can't wait to show this bike off. And another reason I went with Quintana Roo bikes were that when you ride with QR, you essentially become family. Now, at any Ironman or USA triathlon event that QR is attending, you can bring your QR bike to the booth and they'll do a free checkup and tune up, which is super, super cool because it takes the worry out of your racing and traveling. The bike also comes with lifetime warranties, so when you look at the 2019 Kona bike list, you can see why they had over 120 Quintana Roo bikes there. They're absolutely a great brand to ride with, and the bikes are well suited for challenging courses like Kona. And another neat fact, when you order from Quintana Roo, all the bikes are pulled, painted, and built for each customer order that comes through the door, so much so that they fall within the NAFTA guidelines, and Canadian customers don't actually get hit with any duty on any QR products when they're shipped to Canada. So I think that's pretty neat if you're living here in Canada. And I mean, as you can hear, of course, I'm a big fan of not only their bikes, but also their brand and service in general. So stay tuned because you'll be seeing lots of the PR5 across social media. So be sure to be subscribed to all platforms. And again, if you want to learn more about Quintana Roo, then of course, you can simply find them by searching them on Facebook or Instagram by searching Quintana Roo or head to www.quintanarootri.com. And again, Quintana Roo is spelt Quintanaroo. The second sponsor of today's show is 51 Speed Shop, and this is a company that is making huge headway in the triathlon industry. The key difference between 51 Speed Shop and their competitors is that they don't just take the fit-first approach in their development, they are the fitters and are actually very well known for being some of the best fitters out there, and I truly think their products they design could be some of the best products out there when it comes to a blend of aerodynamics, comfort, and performance. So between 80 to 90% of the overall resistance affecting the rider comes from aerodynamic drag. Therefore, if we can reduce the drag, the rider can maintain a higher velocity for the same given efforts. And when we buy a triathlon bike, we're actually buying speed. Now, the tri-bike allows a rider to hold a position on the bike in an attempt to decrease aerodynamic drag. However, that number one thing that impacts a rider's ability to increase their speed is not aerodynamics. In fact, it's comfort. Now, comfort is measured as our ability to sustain your position for the duration of your race. And if you're unable to hold your position because you're uncomfortable, then nothing else really matters. And that's why 51 Speed Shop has created a variety of aero bar extensions to meet the demands of all types of riders. For example, if you like your wrist in neutral positions with higher hand height when holding the bars, then you can look at the Ski Carbon Extensions, which is used by riders like Jake Birtwistle, Sam Appleton, and Jake Montgomery. Now, if you like neutral wrist with moderate hand height, then you can go with the FSM extensions like Heather Jackson or Tim Reed. Now, you also have the option of the Ultimate Carbon Extensions that offer high hand position while offering multiple rotational configurations, or you can even pair any of these extensions with the 51 Monoriser AeroBar system for maximal aerodynamics and comfort. I'm personally a big fan of this brand and their extensions. I'll definitely be throwing a pair on my PR5. Now, which ones? You'll have to stay tuned to find out which ones we'll be putting on through our Bike Fit video. Now, to find out more about 51 Speed Shop, you can actually check them out on Instagram or Facebook by searching 51 Speed Shop, or you can simply check out all their products by going to their website at 51-speedshop.com. All right, so Mark, what's happening, man? How are you doing?
Hey, Steven, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show. Happy to be here.
Yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming on this late into the evening here. I know both of us just put our young ones down here. So, right. You know, just a couple overworked dads here, I think, awaiting our second round of babies there on the way, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to beat me to the punch on that one, but I've got twice as many coming with the twins, so...
Excellent, man. So this will be your, so you're having twins in September, I believe, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Awesome. And you already have one child?
One little guy. He's 3.5 and really excited to be a big brother. So that's a good thing.
Love it. Yeah. Perfect. Well, it's just one of those great things, eh? I mean, one of the bonuses, beetroot juice here will help us keep sharp between the ears during these sleep deprived moments in our lives, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it had nothing to do with the twins. So there's no concern there.
Perfect. Awesome, man. Yeah, for real though. I mean, first off, thanks for coming on. I'm super pumped to discuss the latest and greatest all-natural health product I find anyway, that it also, one of the benefits of it is it translates over to proven benefits in performance. And mm-hmm. I guess before we dive into this, let's hear about how, I guess, you got into the industry first. Like, what's your background with all the nitrate supplementation and what led you into overseeing Beat It in Canada?
Sure. Yeah. It's kind of a funny story, actually. So I have 2 degrees in human nutrition, undergrad and a master's. And way back many years ago, when I was finishing up the last year of my undergrad, I was sort of wanting to specialize in sports nutrition. That's really where my passion lies. And I ended up getting a research grant or a research award and approached my sport nutrition prof and said, look, I've got this award, I've got this money. Do you have a project for me? I'd love to work with you. And she sort of was just kicking off her first ever project looking at nitrate supplementation with beetroot. And just happened to be using Beat It. So that was my first exposure to it. I ended up running that clinical trial, writing a senior thesis, went on to do a master's, continued on with the nitrate supplementation, continued using Beat It. It's really the product that the majority of the research has been built around over the last decade. And it's just the one that researchers use. So that's how we came to use it. So I got a lot of experience with it firsthand, learned everything there was to learn about nitrate supplementation just over the years. And it was what I had to do. And, you know, my wife and I used to joke about it. I know everything about beetroot and nobody cares. I had this knowledge base that, you know, it was a means to an end. It was going to get me my degree and I found it really interesting, but I never thought that I would be able to spin that nitrate and that beetroot knowledge into anything. I did spin it into a career running clinical trials. That's what I do in my day job, a research coordinator, work with chronic diseases and look at nutrition, drug, and exercise interventions to help cure or mitigate the symptoms of those chronic diseases. But my passion still really lies in helping athletes, particularly with their nutrition and supplementation. And so I kind of got word about a year ago that there was no longer Beat It in Canada. They no longer had a Canadian distributor. I was sad to hear that because I truly felt that it was a great product, and I knew we had a lot of Canadians that were loving it, and I'd personally turned people onto the product. So I kind of reached out to the parent company and told them who I was and told them about my background with nitrate supplementation and the research, which I knew was really important to them, having such a strong research pedigree with the product. And we sort of went back and forth. I wrote a business proposal and kind of just jumped at the opportunity to represent a product that I've never considered myself a salesman. And I saw an opportunity to represent a product that I had a lot of experience with, really believed in. And I could just say the same things I had been saying to people for years about the product and not have to do a sales pitch, really. I could just point to the science and I could talk about this stuff all day. So it was just a kind of a perfect opportunity. You know, I took that. I remember going home and saying to my wife, you know how we always joke that I know everything about beetroot and nobody cares? Well, somebody might care and there might be an opportunity here. So really just jumped in with both feet. And the last year, it's been a ride. I've learned a lot. I've had a great time. I've met some awesome people. And I really think we're just getting started.
Excellent. Well, hey, if it matters, we care here. Everyone listen to this episode, we
That's
care.
That's right, yeah, we're, exactly.
Yeah, we're excited here. But no, I mean, so perfect. Before we get into all the specifics of nitrates, I guess, and why it works for us here in particular in endurance sports, let's first touch on, I guess, Beat It sports shots. What are they for those who don't know? And like, when do you use them? And overall, what's the purpose for taking them?
Sure. So Beat It Sport Shots, we call them shots because they come in 70 milliliter bottles or shots. It's a highly concentrated beetroot juice. The only thing that's in the product is concentrated beetroot juice at 98% and 2% lemon juice, just to kind of cut the earthy taste a little bit, and it helps as a bit of a preservative as well. So each 70 milliliter shot, that's 70 milliliters of beetroot juice, is equivalent to about half a liter of regular beetroot juice, which works out to the nitrate content of about 6 to 8 average beets. So it's pretty potent, as I'm sure you can imagine. For athletes, the benefit there is, well, one, you don't have to get your hands dirty and waste your time cooking your own beets. And two, if you were to just go and buy beetroot juice, well, you're going to have to drink 1 to 2 cups of it, which before you're going and doing some strenuous exercise, probably isn't the thing you want to be putting in your stomach. And the other big benefit there is nitrate content varies wildly. Nitrate comes from the soil, and it can vary crop to crop, field to field. So you're going to get a range of nitrate. If you just go and buy some beetroot juice off the shelf or juice your own beets or whatever you do, Beat It is actually the only concentrated juice product on the market that has standardized their nitrate content and proven it over and over again in research. So you know what you're getting. You know that you're getting enough nitrate. We have a guaranteed minimum 400 milligrams of nitrate per serving. So that's 6 to 8 beets. And you know that you're getting that every time. Whereas if you just buy beetroot juice, you might get a lot, you might get a little, you really don't know. And we're one of the few companies that will actually put it on our label and have also proven it in independent research.
So when you look at other brands, I guess, out there, is there such thing as, you know, inorganic nitrates or false amounts given or like any sort of misinterpretation or how's it looking, I guess, in other brands in the market?
Right. Well, so it's all inorganic nitrate. It's not organic as in inorganic nitrate is not referring to organic foods where we buy organic produce. The nitrate itself is inorganic in terms of a chemistry term because it's not carbon based. So in chemistry, if something has carbon as the base unit, it's organic, but it's inorganic if it doesn't. And nitrate is nitrogen and three oxygens. So it's inorganic by nature. It's not really referring to how the beets are grown. So it's quite common to see something listed as inorganic nitrate. That is actually the natural nitrate that you want. There is research showing benefits with sodium nitrate, potassium nitrate as well. They do work. There's some thought that maybe the natural nitrates work better. It could just be some synergy between some of the other beneficial compounds that are in the vegetable products. But really, beetroot is kind of the king. It has a lot of nitrate in it, and it's very easy to juice and get product out of it, as opposed to taking something like lettuce or spinach, also high in nitrate, not very high in juice. It's really hard to squeeze juice out of spinach. So that's where the beetroot comes from. And really, in terms of comparing it to other products, there's some great products out there. But to get the amount of nitrate that you're going to need to hit that minimum dosing level, as recommended in research, as recommended by the International Olympic Committee, to hit that minimum amount, you're probably looking at having to take 2 to 3 servings on average of most other products out there, whereas beet can get you that amount in a single serving.
Right. And I guess talking about serving sizes too, I was just trying to look up some list of other comparables, and I mean, by all means, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I was trying to look up some comparables around the 400 milligrams of nitrates. For other foods, it'd be 3 cups of arugula or 3 cups of uncooked basil. So, it's quite up there when you think about something you want to take before you work out. You want to have something, you know, like a nice shot that's easy to take, not something hefty right before you go do a big run or a big ride, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want that volume in your stomach. Fiber is great, but not typically pre-exercise or during exercise. You want to have your fiber at other times. So this is just a real convenient way to get something that's easily digestible, a guaranteed amount of nitrate, so you know exactly what you're getting. Easy on the stomach and easy to take. You can really take it in one mouthful and be done with it and get on with your workout.
Perfect. And you mentioned it's the 400 milligrams. That's sort of the sweet spot. That's where we want to get to. I guess we can dive into a little bit more physiology and I guess what goes a little more in depth here of what goes on in your body. And maybe that'll tie into the dosing. But can you explain, I guess, in detail what's going on in your body when we drink this beet shot, like in terms of things like conversion of nitrate, the mechanism of action, all that kind of stuff?
Sure. I'll try and keep it not too dry. I'll try and make it interesting. Your body has two ways. So really, when we're talking about nitrate supplementation, it's actually nitric oxide that's the end product that's doing the work. Nitrate is just the precursor that gets us there. So there's two ways that your body can make nitric oxide, or two main pathways. One of them is from the amino acids arginine, citrulline. It's a pathway a lot of people are familiar with. That was the pathway that's been known about the longest for a long, long time. It was known that we can produce nitric oxide from these amino acids. There's also another pathway, which is, it's been known about for a while, but it's the newer of the two pathways in terms of discovery. And that's the nitrate nitric oxide pathway. And that's the pathway that we deal with beet. So the main difference between the two pathways is the arginine citrulline pathway that actually relies on enzymes to convert, to do its conversion. And it's an aerobic pathway, so it requires oxygen. That's great at rest, and that pathway actually produces a lot of the nitric oxide we need for vasodilation, maintenance of blood pressure. Increasing your arginine and citrulline intake can help with all that. Unfortunately, just due to the nature of what happens to tissue when we exercise, being that it becomes, it struggles to get oxygen, it becomes hypoxic, it also becomes a bit acidic because of the changing environment and the metabolites that are produced during exercise. So if you know anything about enzymes, they like to function in a pretty narrow pH range. And being that it's an aerobic pathway and requires oxygen, Well, if we change that pH range and make that tissue acidic, and also are demanding oxygen for all the other processes that are going on during exercise, that pathway gets impeded. The enzymes don't function the way they should. There's not enough oxygen to help the reactions proceed. And so that pathway doesn't really produce a lot of nitric oxide into exercise. In comparison, the nitrate-nitrite-nitric-oxide pathway is actually enhanced under exercise conditions and becomes the dominant pathway for nitric oxide production. It doesn't require enzymes, and it's anaerobic, so it doesn't require oxygen. And some of the conversion from nitrite to nitric oxide that happens right at the cellular level is actually enhanced under those acidic conditions as well. So the way this pathway works is, for example, when you take a shot of Beat It, you swallow that 400 milligrams of nitrate, and that nitrate is then taken from your stomach. It's taken up into your blood or your plasma circulation. Some of it is going to be taken out by the kidneys, and you excrete a fair amount of nitrate through your urine. It's just how the body works. Another portion of it is actually taken up by the salivary glands in your mouth. And that nitrate gets concentrated in your saliva, and you have bacteria in your mouth. Certain types of bacteria will act on that nitrate and convert it to nitrite. So we're now in that pathway, we're now in the middle step. You then swallow that nitrite again, and some of that nitrite will go into circulation and can get converted to nitric oxide right at the cell. Some of the nitrite in your stomach will actually get converted to various nitrous oxides in your stomach. And the one, of course, that we're concerned with there is nitric oxide. So that's really how you get your nitric oxide through that pathway. And the other difference between the two pathways is the enzymatic pathway is one direction. So once you get to nitric oxide, that's it. You can't go backwards in the pathway. In the nitrate pathway, it's actually cyclical. So any nitric oxide, it's a relatively short-lived compound. So if it doesn't get used, you can actually cycle it back into either nitrate or nitrite, and it can re-enter that pathway. And it can also take the nitric oxide, if it comes from the other pathway, cycle it back into nitrate and nitrite. And that's also a way that they use to test the difference between the two pathways, because if you don't get nitrate elevation from the other pathway during exercise, it kind of shows that that shuts down. Whereas this will cycle it back. So both have their own function. Just this one happens to work better under exercise conditions, especially the type of conditions that listeners of this podcast are going to subject themselves to, which is a pretty high intensity and high workload.
Exactly right. So I know we're really breaking this down, I guess, into a short version of the podcast, right? But in summary here, I guess, taking this physiology of what we just learned there and taking the fact that we're going to consume 400 milligrams of nitrate in a Beat It shot, like what are we looking for? What's the research say out there as far as supplementation with nitrates in terms of athletic performance? Like how does this improve our workouts or our racing?
Sure. So it does a variety of things, actually, which is one of the cool things about it. It's not just one thing. There's sort of a variety of things working synergistically to enhance performance. The most common thing that people tend to know about nitric oxide is that it's a vasodilator. So it allows your blood vessels to open up. You get increased blood flow to those working muscles, increased oxygen to those working muscles, enhanced removal of waste or byproducts. So that's sort of a big one. It really is quite a potent vasodilator. Of course, that's good for people with high blood pressure. There's a lot of health benefits as well. But for performance, that's a big one, is delivering more blood, more oxygen to those working tissues. There's also some other efficiency enhancements that happen within the cells, particularly in the mitochondria. Without babbling on for the next 20 or 30 minutes, it basically makes that energy production within the mitochondria of the cell, which is where the energy is produced. It really makes that process more efficient. Your body has to spend energy to make energy. And if you can make that energy production more efficient and spend less of your energy making your energy, then you have more of that energy available to do the work that you want to do. Really a good way to look at it in the mitochondria itself is if you had a water wheel that was turning and you had to keep filling a bucket up with water that would turn that water wheel and produce your energy. Well, if that bucket leaked, you would have to work harder to keep that water in there. Really what this product can do is help seal some of those leaks. And so you don't have to work as hard to produce your energy. The other thing it can do in that energy production process is one of the big reasons we start to breathe harder when we exercise is we have to remove, it's an electron that comes out at the end of the system, and it actually attaches to oxygen. Oxygen removes that electron out of the system. So one of the theories is that nitric oxide can actually come in and supplement that oxygen and take that electron out. So that would allow you to continue to do work without actually having to inspire more oxygen, which would have obvious advantages for somebody competing in endurance exercise, that they can maintain a workload that they would normally fail at once they sort of reach their maximum oxygen utilization capability. And then the last thing that it does is it actually enhances contractile efficiency of the muscle tissue. It's ATP sparing, which is your main energy currency, if you will, in the body is ATP. Some of the calcium handling that helps in the muscle contraction, relaxation requires ATP to pump those calcium ions around. And this increases the efficiency of that. So you spare some of that ATP there as well, which can then be used for muscle contractions. So really overall, those things all kind of work together to enhance your exercise efficiency and enhance your ability to continue to do work without actually inspiring or utilizing more oxygen. So it's almost like improving your fitness a little bit without actually doing that work that's improved your fitness.
Exactly right. I think that's amazing. And so what can athletes sort of expect if they were to take one shot, you know, a few hours before, you know, 1 to 2 hours before a workout? Are they going to notice anything in their workout, or is this something that builds up over time, or how does it kind of play into effect when they're actually in their training or in their race? Is it noticed instantaneous, or kind of give people some insight on that?
Sure. So, it's one thing people need to be aware of. It's not like taking a pre-workout or caffeine or something. Like, it's not going to hit you. You're not going to feel it. It is important to take it about 1 to 2 hours before exercise, as opposed to something with caffeine where you may take it half an hour before. That longer window is important to allow it to get into your bloodstream and start converting from nitrate to nitrite and nitric oxide. So that's important for sure. So you're not going to notice that. What you're going to notice, with an acute or a single dose, you will get benefit. That does compound a little bit out to about 6 days. Some research showing that it can go out to as far as 15 days with continued enhancement of certain things. But certainly one shot will have an effect. What we recommend for somebody who say has a big event or a big competition, wants to use it for that, we recommend using it for about 6 days, with the sixth day being the day of competition. But when people take it, what they'll often notice is they'll take it, they don't really feel it. There's no hit. It doesn't wake you up or give you a jolt or anything like that. But what they'll notice is when they get into their exercise and kind of hit that point where things start to get tough, they sort of feel like where they would normally stop, they can kind of just keep going. You hit that point where you think you're about to tap out and that's it. That's all you can do. And it's almost like you have an extra gear. If you push through, you can kind of just keep going. And that's really that nitric oxide doing its work, both in terms of your exercise efficiency, as well as supplementing that oxygen at the tissue level. So really that's what they're going to feel. And then long-term, if they use it in their training, you can imagine that if you habitually train at a higher intensity, because you have that extra gear, that extra little push, that's going to pay off in your training as well and kind of translate. So we'll sort of recommend that you can treat your training blocks almost like an event. If you have a big key workout coming up, you can use it acutely with a single dose for that big workout, or you can even do like a competition build up to that, whatever it may be, a long run or a big brick, something like that. And then, of course, for the competition, we recommend 6 days, 1 to 2 shots on the final day of being the day of the competition.
Love it. That's huge, right? And so to kind of paint a picture for someone listening, do you have any, you know, case studies, or has there been proven data of this working for people in particular and kind of how it worked in their performances? Like, I guess speaking of athletes in particular, because this works for, you know, runners, it works for improving your 5 kilometer PB, or it even helps in endurance like Ironmans, right?
Mm-hmm. And in fact, we're one of the official partners of the NN running team, and Eliud Kipchoge uses the product. And So for running, the benefits are obvious there. And it's really translates across a large variety of sports. Basically, if you're working hard, this is going to have some sort of benefit for you. But triathlon, cycling, and running are really our biggest adopters. And the people that kind of jumped on it first. So there's a huge research body behind nitrate supplementation. It's been studied for well over a decade now, and it's pretty well established that there's some major performance enhancement here. And most of that research has actually used Beat It. Beat It has been used in over 200 published studies at this point, both in health and exercise, but the majority of those being exercise. So if you're looking at studies on nitrate supplementation and you actually read the full study, it's quite common to see that Beat It was the actual product used in there. And the reason a lot of researchers go to it is because of that nitrate standardization and over the last decade, having it proven that we have a stable nitrate content, you're guaranteed to get that 400 milligrams. That's why research will go to it. And then they test it. Of course, you always test your product to make sure that you're giving what you say. And so we've got over a decade of independent research testing our product and showing that time and again we meet our label claims. If somebody's wanting to look at the research, if you really want to geek out on it like me and read everything that's ever been written, if you go to beatitcanada.ca and click on our research tab, we actually have most of the published research broken down by year, and you can click on the drop down menus and see the studies and then look them up and read them for yourselves. Tons of information on there, and we actually denote next to each study with a beat the ones that have used Beat It in their studies. So if anybody's into the real science behind stuff, there's a lot of great articles on there showing the proven benefits across a wide variety of sports.
Huge. That's awesome. I think there's a lot of people out there that are really diehard on getting to the bottom of the research, all the data before they try something. So, you know, offering something up like that, that's proven, backed by science and tested and researched well, I think that's awesome. I think that could put a lot of people at ease. So I love to hear
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It's something that we're really proud of. And it's easy to stand behind and point to these studies and say nitrate supplementation works. And on top of that, not only does it work, but the researchers use our product to prove it.
So, you know, I guess we spoke on performance benefits here. Additionally to all that, you know, I think a lot of people will be sold on it just on hearing the performance benefits of it. But are there any other health benefits to, you know, just consuming beetroot juice sort of on a daily basis or while you're doing it through training, like with Beat It Sports Shots?
For sure. And I think that's one of the really neat things about this product is you've definitely got the performance enhancement there, but how many other types of supplementation out there can you say come from an all-natural source and have some health benefit along with them? There's certainly things out there that work and athletes are taking them and using them, and that's great. But you know, they're often synthetic or highly processed. To have an all-natural product that still delivers some of those health benefits in terms of the vasodilation, it's great for blood pressure. You're getting the antioxidant value, a serving of vegetables every time you take a shot. It's really hard to beat that. You know, no pun intended. To have that all natural product that's coming from a food product. Like I said earlier, you could get this amount of nitrate from sitting down and eating 6 to 8 beets or a big bag of spinach. But I prefer to just throw a shot in my bag and crack it open and take one shot and be done with it and get on with my workout or the rest of my day. But to have those health benefits from it as well are great. And we do have a lot of customers that aren't necessarily competitive athletes, and they use it more for their health benefits. They maybe don't like drinking half a liter of beetroot juice a day or even a cup of beetroot juice. Or they maybe don't eat a lot of vegetables, but they want to get some of those nitrate benefits. So a lot of them will take half a shot a day, every day. So they don't need to hit that performance enhancement level. So half a shot for them is an extra half a serving of vegetables. They get some antioxidants, and they get a healthy dose of nitrate to kind of supplement their diet as well.
Awesome. I love that. That's great. And I guess just to play devil's advocate here, are there any negative effects to this? Any side effects that you've heard of or in your research over the years?
Yeah, there's certainly a couple things to watch out for. And the biggest one, and we actually state this on the product, is it probably will turn your urine pink. So it certainly scares people the first time if they're not aware of that. You know, it looks a little bit like maybe there's some blood in there or something. It changes the color bit or even just makes it really dark and people think they're dehydrated. So that's the biggest thing. It can dye both types of waste products. So don't be alarmed if you see a little pink or red the next time you visit the bathroom or for about a day after taking a shot. Totally normal. You would get the same thing if you ate a bunch of beets or had like a beet stew. That's one of the reasons that beets are sought after as a food dye. You know, if you've ever handled a beet, you can see it turns your hands purple. So some of that is just excreted in your waste product. Beyond that, it's pretty safe. Of course, we always recommend if you have any type of health issue or something, certainly talk to your doctor before exercising or before starting a new supplement. If you are on some type of heart medication or blood pressure medication, you may want to just check with your doctor too, just to be safe. Again, your doctor wouldn't be concerned if you were eating a lot of fruits and vegetables and things like that. And if they happen to be a lot of leafy green vegetables or root vegetables, you might be getting that amount of nitrate anyway. But to err on the side of caution, if you have any type of those medications that you're on, just mention it to your doctor first that, hey, I want to take a high dose nitrate supplement. And the great thing about this is there's so much research there showing that it's safe. There's tons of research in people with COPD, high blood pressure, older adults, and those studies typically use beaded as well. So it's been given to sick people, older people, but always, always, always check with your doctor.
Perfect. And I think the best part about this is one of the big things I love anyway is, you know, when you read the ingredients label on a supplement, it's sometimes pretty daunting. But when you read this, it just says concentrated beetroot juice and lemon juice. So
absolutely. Nice. I mean, you can pick up a health food and see a long list of ingredients and not always a bad thing. And same with supplements. Sometimes they just have a lot of good stuff in them. But it is a nice change of pace to see something that's so heavily proven by science. And like you said, you flip it around and there's two all natural ingredients on the back, and we refuse to add anything else. We don't add any sweeteners, any flavors, nothing like that. We want to keep the product just as is and make it something that's reliable and all natural for people.
Perfect. So just a couple kind of things I want to touch base on. So if someone is intrigued by this at this point, they are interested, they love the product, but they're unsure. I know you already touched on it a little bit, but could you expand again on if they want to incorporate this into their training season, how they should go about it? So they pick up a beat it sports shot or even one of the bars per se, you know, how would they start incorporating this into their training?
Well, you know, I think that's a good point, is incorporate it into your training first. This falls under the umbrella of never try anything new on race day. It's generally very, very well tolerated. It's beetroot juice and lemon juice, so most people don't have any trouble digesting it. If somebody has a real sensitive stomach, you know, take it with a little bit of water, take the shot and have a cup of water, kind of dilute it. That usually solves the issues. But to incorporate it in your training, you know, you'd want to obviously get some, have it at home. And what I would recommend is, you know, try it out. Try just one or two shots over a 2-day period. So take one shot one day and one shot the next day, just on average workouts. And those are really just to make sure that you're not going to have any issues. You don't want to ruin a real long run key workout that you've been looking forward to by trying something new. So treat that like a competition. Try it out in just some regular training sessions, 1 to 2 hours before you start your exercise, just to allow those blood levels to peak. Really important with this product, because of that bacterial conversion in the mouth, that you don't use mouthwash while you're using the product. Please absolutely keep brushing your teeth while you're using the product, but don't use mouthwash, because it will eradicate some of those important bacteria in the mouth, and it will impair the conversion a little bit. So anytime you're using it, drop the mouthwash. So 1 to 2 hours before, do your training sessions. As long as it's well tolerated, the next step would be to pick a big key workout, a long run, a long ride. If you're training for an Ironman, maybe you've got a big workout where you're doing all three things one day, whatever the case may be. And I would actually do a competition run up to that. So one shot per day for the first 5 days, the sixth day being your day of your big workout, take 1 to 2 shots that day and see how it goes. And if you're recording your data, that's, you know, you'll probably field a little bit, but where people really see it is when they look at their data. I get a lot of reports of people telling me, you know, they went out for a ride and it felt good, but, you know, they almost felt like maybe they didn't work as hard as they could have. They felt like they had a little more to give. And then they'll go and look at their data and they've got 3 personal bests on the bike that day for power and time and things like that. And it really surprises them. Wow, I just put out more watts than I've ever put out before, but it actually didn't feel that hard. And that's exactly what the product is supposed to do. So try it out in training like that. And if you like it, then use it in your next competition and use it in your training leading up to it and really get that fitness elevated above where it's ever been before. You know, we like to say beat your best, because that's really what the product is intended to do, is beat your best.
Huge. I love that. That's great. Beat your best. Excellent. And so I guess we've talked a bit about the product here quite a bit. I'm sure people are definitely intrigued by it and learned a lot about beetroot juice in general. But, you know, you now taking over into the Canadian athletic scene, which is fantastic for us Canadians, right? So what sort of plans do you have, or goals in place do you have? Do you want to get into more of the endurance aspect of it? Are you looking at a well-rounded for all sports, or sort of what are your thoughts heading into, you know, the coming year as far as Beat It Canada?
Right. Well, you know, the coming year is going to be interesting with everything that's going on right now. I'm sure everybody listening to this podcast right now is kind of in turmoil. Races have been canceled. I think everybody is continuing to train, because that's what we do. And similar to that, we're continuing to push forward. We don't know what our year looks like anymore. A lot of things have changed for us as well. But we really want to continue our involvement in the endurance community. That's sort of our heart and soul is runners, cyclists, triathletes. They're the ones that have been with us since the beginning and where we've proven a lot of this product. We have an ambassador program that's in the works right now. With everything that's happened, it's delayed us a little bit, but we are onboarding some new ambassadors. We've got some sponsored athletes currently running and a couple more coming on board in triathlon, cycling, things like that, running as well. So we want to help support and grow that community. And become more well known. A lot of people maybe don't know that we're available in Canada again. I've had a lot of people really happy to see that we're back, or didn't know that they could ever get the product here. So they're happy to see us back on the local scene, and we're happy to be reinvesting into the Canadian athletic scene and trying to support athletes. We know how tough it is to be an athlete and try to manage all those other things and the cost of being an athlete. So really getting the product into the hands of Canadian athletes at the best price point we can, and supporting a lot of our athletes in every way we can, whether that's through ambassadorship, sponsorships, supporting events and clubs and teams, things like that. We're all born and raised Canadians, and we really want to see the Canadian athletic scene continue to grow. And then beyond the endurance community, there's so much benefit that has been shown across a variety of sports. So hockey, soccer, rugby, lacrosse, all those kind of sports, those intermittent endurance sports where you sprint and rest and sprint and rest. There's a lot of benefits being shown there as well. And hockey has been a pretty big adopter so far. In fact, the Canadian junior team, when they won gold this year, we supplied the product directly to Europe for them, and they were able to just pick it up in Europe and used it through the entire World Junior Championship this year. So that was great to see. A couple of professional hockey teams are using it, or were until their season recently ended. So that's as a Canadian, that's a great market as well. The hockey scene, there's so much benefit for it for hockey players, and again, an all natural safe supplement that they can take. And another thing about the supplement being safe, we do have the Informed Sport certification as well. So any athletes like hockey players and things, or triathletes, anybody who's worried about the content and the testing of their product, they can actually take our batch number and look it up on the Informed Sport site and see that it's been tested against the WADA doping list and things like that, and be confident that the product and the facilities are safe and inspected. So really there's just another added benefit for the athlete, that peace of mind.
Yeah, no, I think that's huge, right? And I think, so at the fire station, I work with a ton of hockey players. So I think they'd be excited to hear about a product like this too, right? Anything to get an edge on the opponent is a win. So
that's right.
That's awesome. Yeah. So before we start to sort of wrap things up here, is there anything else that we should know about this product that we haven't already talked about in a topic, or anything else you kind of want to leave with the listeners that haven't already sort of touched base on?
I think we covered a lot of it. I tried to condense down what I was saying as quickly as possible so we don't lose anybody. But I think we covered a lot of things. You know, we're thrilled to be back in Canada. We've been open for business for less than a year, and things have exceeded our expectations, met some amazing people, and we've got some really cool stuff coming down the pipeline that we're really excited about. So just to be back in Canada, and people can check us out at beatitcanada.ca, and we sell through the site there as well. We'll be bringing more retailers on board in the coming months once businesses are kind of back to normal and back to running, because right. We've been out of Canada, there's not a lot of retailers currently carrying the product. So we're in talks with some, and we're excited to get back into those stores and back on the local scene for some people that maybe don't want to order it online through the website. But check the website out. We've got a ton of information on there about the research, about the product. A lot of the stuff that I've talked about today is kind of covered in detail there. And we're thrilled to be back in Canada and back in the hands of Canadian athletes, and thrilled to be on your podcast here talking about it. Love talking about this stuff.
Excellent. Yeah, we're definitely happy to have you here. It's always great to find a new product like this that's a healthy alternative to many out there, and it also works and has proven benefits to your performance. So I love to hear that. And you know, one of the nice things I thought was super cool of you to do is you also offered up a generous discount to listeners of this podcast, I guess, right now for the product, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think that this is something that I've followed for a little bit, and I've watched a number of your YouTube broadcasts and things like that. So I think you've got a great audience, and we kind of wanted to do something, a thank you for listening to me babble on about the product. And if they want to get their hands on it and give it a shot, it makes it a bit easier for them to get it.
Perfect. That's huge, man. So I'll definitely be putting the link in the show notes there. The code will be Pacing and Racing, just like all the other codes there. But we're definitely super thankful for that. That's huge, and goes a long way to helping out some of the athletes right now. So that's awesome. And I think that's a great spot to sort of end this off. And we're happy to have you on. And it was nice to hear some great education and insight on some of the benefits of this product. And you know what? All the best, man. I can't thank you enough for taking the time tonight to come share the information with us, and pleasure to have you on.
Oh, pleasure was all mine. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Perfect, man. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Awesome. Well, that's a wrap with Mark Pinder from Beat It Canada. Thanks so much for listening in, everyone. And if you enjoy this podcast, among others, then please just take a minute to open up the Apple Podcast app on your iPhone, search Pacing Racing, click subscribe, and then scroll down to the bottom. Just leave us a quick written review. It takes less than a minute to do, but it goes a long, long way in helping me out. So to all who do that, thank you so much. It's highly appreciated. And other than that, guys, happy training. And if you do want to train with me on Zwift, then drop me a follow by searching Steven Langenhausen. Anyway, guys, stay healthy, take care, and chat soon. Cheers.